Joining us on the KRDO Newsline is Coach Chris Mayotte, the 15th head coach for the Colorado College ice hockey program. And Coach, thank you so much for joining us this morning on KRDO's Morning News.
Good morning, Andrew. Thank you for having me.
You know, and let's start off a little bit, obviously the press conference was held yesterday to formally introduce you to the Tiger faithful. And in a nutshell, who is Chris Mayotte?
Well, I think I'm a passionate, authentic, genuine person who really has a passion for helping people reach their goals. And I remember I was asked a question not too long ago whether I liked playing or coaching more. And for me, I liked coaching more. And the reason is because you still get the competitive part of it, and you still get to compete, and you still get to push yourself individually. But the impact you can have on the people around you and helping them, reach their potential both on and off the ice is something that's way more fulfilling than, your own success as an individual.
Exactly. And, let's talk a little bit about the job. Obviously, we know, as a head coach, you'll be doing some recruiting, but what were some of the things that kind of led you and by and large recruited you to take the position here at CC?
Well, at CC, we have everything you need to be a championship program. It's a world-class education. We play in the best conference in the country. We have an unbelievable arena about to come online in Ed Robeson Arena that I think is a game changer both for our student athlete and student body and fan experience, but also for the recruiting side. And it's obviously a beautiful setting, and I just think it has everything you possibly could check off in terms of boxes to become a championship program. And as I got to know the people here and the support behind the program and the vision and the ambition of what they're trying to accomplish here, it became a pretty easy decision for me.
Exactly. And, we all know how the, last season ended, and you'd mentioned, building that championship program. And what do you see, as far as the steps that need to be taken to build that championship team to bring CC back to where it was 15, 20 years ago, where it was one of those top national teams?
Yeah, it obviously, part of it starts with recruiting, right? And I think we have an unbelievable opportunity to really change how the recruiting's been going here and really attract some of the top players in North America and even overseas. I think we have to have a no stone unturned type of mentality, but it's about bringing the right people here. And I can tell you, I do think there are great people in this program. I've sat down and I've met with everybody on the team. Everybody seems to be in a great place. They want what's best for CC. They all have great attitudes. They understand, maybe where they fell short, and they understand what it takes. But there is a price to pay for success, and you do have to put in the work, and you have to prepare, and you have to act like champions all over, all day. It's not just at the rink. It's who you are as a person. It's how you work in the classroom. It's how you treat your classmates. And so we want to make sure we have the right people here. But I think we can really start to attract some new talent here with everything that's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know hopefully this coming season things open up a little bit more. There won't be any pod play in Omaha. Hopefully there will be some non-conference games. So that could really help build up the Colorado College team, which, last year the young core showed some real, great signs and, had some great flashes and really, could be taking that next step here in the next few years.
Yeah, there's certainly a foundation there, that's for sure. And now we have to build on it. And I think it's developing that, that confidence and that swagger that you deserve to win hockey games. But that doesn't come overnight. And that's the thing that's going to take a little bit of time to really earn your confidence the right way. There's no substitute for hard work and putting in time and effort and energy. So I think we can start to win games here quickly, but to really earn that confidence and that swagger, that's going to take a little bit, but that's what we've already started working towards in terms of our conversations and things of that nature. But right now they're just words. I'm excited to, in a few months here, to put it to action.
Exactly. It all starts with that foundation. Coach Mayotte, thank you so much for joining us here on KRDO's Morning News. Hopefully this will be the first of many conversations as we get to know you and the new look for the Tigers, and we look forward to hockey season coming up.
Likewise. I appreciate you guys taking care of us and having us on. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.